The events of 1 year ago have already entered the history books. This passage, read by an actor, is from a new fifth grade text.
You might think of history as something that happened long ago, but one of the most shocking events in American history took place on September 11th, 2001. On this day, terrorists...
There are a few more paragraphs and a picture of the New York skyline before and after, but there isn't a real history yet. Academics are still struggling to put the terrorist attacks into historical perspective and to figure out how September 11th will live in the collective memory. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
History is fickle. Some momentous events drop from the public's consciousness after a few years. Others stick like glue. Sometimes history is remembered as specific moments that changed the world, sometimes as great themes that stretch for centuries. Sam Weinberg of the University of Washington studies how people remember and make history, and he says that it's simply too soon to know how September 11th will fit.
It's one of the reasons why historians typically wait in order to be able to weigh these events and to see the kind of context that forms or that they can form around them.
No matter how an event may capture the attention and horrify the public in the present, or even a year after, remembering is a very different activity. Take another tragic day in September, September 8th, 1900. It was one of the deadliest days in American history, but outside of Texas, the date isn't noticed much anymore. A massive hurricane hit the island of Galveston.
This is the storm that, in the course of about 12 hours, literally submerged Galveston at a cost of, the most conservative estimate is about 6,000 lives.
Eric Larson wrote the book Isaac's Storm about the hurricane. Papers at the time featured banner headlines that read like the news coverage after September 11th. 10,000 feared dead, a massive rescue and digging operation. Harrowing stories of the final few hours. But a year later, few marked the anniversary. After a generation, few even remembered the event. Larson has a theory about this.
Galveston did not fit the national narrative, which was that we are America, we are driving forward, we can do nothing wrong, we can do anything we set our minds to. And then here's the storm that kills 6,000 to 10,000 people with nothing good coming of it. Didn't fit the national narrative.
Americans tend to commemorate stories, especially those with happy endings. And other events, astonishing at the time, disappear into historical amnesia. The polio epidemic is remembered for the heroic scientists who came up with a vaccine. The flu epidemic in 1918 that killed somewhere near 675,000 Americans often doesn't make the history textbooks.
The things that get remembered serve a purpose of some kind, so they have to be doing something relevant in the present.
Jeffrey White is an anthropologist at the University of Hawaii who studies historical memories. He says history isn't passive. Events don't get remembered just because they're dramatic. They get remembered because the story gets told again and again. Civil War battles are not just reenacted. The war's themes of race and states' rights play out to this day. Pearl Harbor might have faded in history if its message hadn't been carefully nurtured.
There were officers in the Navy at the time who felt that it would be better not to broadcast the story of Pearl Harbor. It was an embarrassing defeat for the Navy. And at that time, it was unclear how the story would be told. But it's really the linkage of the attack with the response that makes the story useful.
White has studied how the story of Pearl Harbor was deliberately used by the War Department to rally the nation. Popular songs and government propaganda films provided the first draft of history.
At 7:55 a.m., hell broke loose. Man-made hell, made in Japan.
And afterward, through 60 years' worth of anniversaries, the story became codified. A nation, caught by surprise, comes back and wins. White says this kind of storyline hasn't emerged yet from September 11th. Were the terrorist attacks a war or a crime? Can they be considered isolated incidents or part of a long struggle that's far from over?
These are all things which are part of the contentious argument going on now. And I think the anniversary becomes yet another way in which one story or another will become ascendant and will start to shape the meaning that the event has for the nation.
Not only must a storyline emerge, but historical writer Eric Larson says events that stick in history must have an ending, and we're still waiting for this one.
If we finish this narrative, if the world becomes a safer, better place because of our response to 9/11, that's a classic American story, and we will remember it vividly for always.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.